Robert Strauss was a Jewish boy born in Lockhart, a Central Texas town best known for its barbecue. In interviews with the Academy of Achievement while in his 80s, he recalls his mother convincing him and his brother they were God's chosen people.
I was sort of embarrassed by the fact that I'd chosen by God and couldn't tell anybody about it. It's too embarrassing. But I used to walk around and feel kind of sorry for those poor bastards that weren't chosen by God as I was.
And Strauss would later be chosen by some of the most powerful people in the world.
For all the stereotypes that people have of the larger-than-life Texan who can talk his way out of everything, that was Bob Strauss.
Former Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk turned to Strauss when he was appointed U.S. Trade Representative in 2009. Strauss had held the job three decades earlier.
Bob Strauss is perhaps as much of an icon as we could have as to how to do politics the right way. How you can fight like hell for causes that you believe in, but that you can do so in a way that you sit down with your opponent on the other side and break bread and build friendships.
During World War II, Strauss served as special agent for the FBI. After returning to Dallas, he co-founded what is now one of the largest U.S. law firms, Aiken Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld. He was in his 50s when he took over as chairman of the Democratic National Committee, where he had to come up with creative ways to raise money for the struggling party. One of his ideas, a TV telethon on primetime. Catherine McGar, his grandniece and biographer, told KERA's Chris Boyd he lined up a cast of politicians, sports figures, and entertainers.
You know, he was good friends with Reverend Billy Graham, and he was so excited when Billy Graham was coming on, I think it was the 1975 telethon, because he said, he's going to come on and bless that money while we receive it. And that doesn't offend me one bit.
The telethons were a financial success and helped unite the Democratic Party behind candidate Jimmy Carter. Under President Carter, Strauss was special trade negotiator, inflation fighter, and representative to the Middle East. Carter also liked Strauss's sense of humor and often asked Strauss to introduce him to a crowd.
I would say, you know, the next speaker, of course, is the President of the United States. Now, I'm no fool. I know that you're not supposed to dress as well as the man you're introducing, particularly as a distinguished president. And I'll tell you, I've tried to dress worse than this president, but there's no way the world would dress worse than he does, and the crowd would roar.
After 1980, when Carter lost his re-election bid, Republican Ronald Reagan turned to Strauss for help navigating the Iran-Contra affair. And in the 90s, George H.W. Bush appointed Strauss ambassador to the Soviet Union. And then, when it collapsed, he became the first ambassador to the Russian Federation. Again, his grandniece, Catherine McGar.
And Strauss just loved being over there as an observer and comparing what he saw in Russia to what he saw in Congress and realizing that politics is universal.
From Lockhart to Dallas to D.C. to Moscow, Robert Strauss brought adversaries to the table and brokered deals. Of course, his political knowledge helped, but it was his stories and humor that paved the way. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.